The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey everybody, your chance to shake off the midweek blues with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. We're going to dive deep into the politics of the day, but we absolutely will do our nail the score thing. I had so many emails about that. You thought I was going to trick you. Yeah, we've got nail the score, our final segment for this hour. So pass the word on. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. The game of the week is chosen by our computer. We just unloaded the computer in Minneapolis at the mothership. Patrick E. has the pleasure of letting it loose at the tail end of the hour, picking the game of the week. And you just have to call in, tell us who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. It doesn't get any easier than that. Bragging rights, prizes, a parade. No, there's no parade. But it's really cool if you win. Very few people have, although we've had two winners in the past here on ATN. Speaking of winners and losers, our next show will also feature the winners and losers of the Wednesday Republican debate. 11 different faces, a record audience of how many? 24 million saw Trump really dominate the headlines coming out of the first TV debate on Fox last month. Now it's CNN. Will anything be different? Ben Carson has risen up from the pack. Carly Fiorina has risen up from the pack. Will it make any difference when they hit the stage? And Donald Trump may be a little bit sharper. Who knows? I know it's going to be interesting, and I guarantee the number's going to be high because people can't get enough of this show. I don't think that CNN's going to be disappointed about its ratings ultimately. You think about Trump since the last debate. His lead in the polls, boom, up, 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 up. First candidate to break the 30% mark. Front runner. Former reality television star, real estate mogul. He's going to get attacked by everyone. He ultimately is the bait. He's the bait, no question. And by the way, the moderators are just, you may know them, may not, but they're CNN people. Jake Tapper, Dana Bash, she covers Washington. Hugh Hewitt, by the way, Trump referred to him in the past as a third-rate radio announcer. So he's going to be one of the people quizzing, moderating, if you will, the people on the stage. Ben Carson has really risen. He is leapfrogged ahead of Jeb Bush, Scott Walker, and so many others, everybody else. I would think that Carson and Trump will be okay with each other. I don't know that they go for the jugular. I don't think so. I mean, he's calm, he's quiet, that kind of stuff, and that's being portrayed as an asset of Ben Carson's. Jeb Bush, oh, Trump totally goes after him. Says he has, if you like somebody with no energy, low energy, no being, then it's Jeb Bush. So I can imagine he's going to go after Trump. And in fact, he's accused Trump of being a low, Trump has accused him of being a low energy candidate, and Bush hates his brash attacks. He says money, connections, and political experience have not stopped any of the downward trajectory in the polls. And recently, Bush has tripped over the whole thing about the anchor babies. So go figure. John Kasich, the governor of Ohio. Some people thought he was kind of the breath of fresh air in the first debate. That's what he was described as when he left the stage. He's a swing state gov, important. And this is important for him. He's trying to get some momentum. Scott Walker was before the guy everybody was looking at. How many of you called this show Scott Walker? Scott Walker. Look what he did in Wisconsin. Scott Walker. Scott Walker. Well, he's nowhere to be found. He's in a free fall. It's like he was rock climbing and slipped. But he's throwing out policies. He's trying to emphasize success that he's had in his own state. So probably policy, dumping big government, that's probably what he'll focus on. Ted Cruz. A lot of people like Ted Cruz going against the grain. And he was at a rally against President Obama's nuclear deal and invited Trump to come and speak. So how about that? Cruz has avoided criticizing Trump. Perhaps he's hoping that eventually he can win over some of the Trump fans. I don't know. Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida, he's kind of in the middle but low in the polls. In the first debate, he was pretty decent. He's trying to work on the whole foreign policy thing. That's what he's been talking about on the campaign trail. And he has the advantage of being young, of being Hispanic, but still of having experience. We'll see. Mike Huckabee, former Arkansas governor, got a lot of airtime because he was Fox News host. He's got a base of support. He's trying to bolster that. He publicly defended Kim Davis, the Kentucky clerk that was jailed because she wouldn't issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. He gets being on stage. He knows how to do that whole thing. So he'll be interesting to watch because he's done plenty of them. Carly Fiorina, she has really boosted herself up. And she took a page from Donald Trump with that whole face thing. And she took a swipe at him with a video called Look at That Face. And where she says, ladies, look at this face and look at her face as the face of leadership. I'm 61 and I've earned every single one of these wrinkles. And that kind of really worked for her, for sure. And Rand Paul is the Kentucky senator who really I thought would be have jumped in high in the polls, but he hasn't been. He's near the bottom of the polls, so he doesn't have anything to lose, so he's going to be pretty vocal. Chris Christie, same thing. He has nothing to lose. He's in your face, tell it like it is kind of guy, and I think he'll do the same thing in this debate. So it becomes a question of who wins, what do they say, did we hear anything different, how good was the debate? Did anything come out of this that changed your mind about potentially voting for somebody who's on the stage? If they're there, because you know, we don't know ultimately for sure who's going to be there, because the Republican machine is really trying to take down Donald Trump. They don't really want, they don't, it's not really, they don't want him to be the representative. So who is it that takes him out? I mean, who is that of those I listed? Or maybe does he surprise everybody and somehow hang in? Somehow hang in. And speaking of hanging in, one quick one. John Boehner is on thin ice. House conservatives are holding preliminary talks about replacing John Boehner as the Speaker of the House. I don't think this is any surprise. It's been coming for a while. But who is that person going to be? Maybe the majority leader, Kevin McCarthy, maybe. That's the rumor, anyway. Stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side, including a mailbag, as we check your thoughts.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. action. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Tonight, with us in our virtual green room, everybody's getting ready for the Pope. I've told you about my family. They're in Philadelphia, and the three stops are New York, Philly, and, of course, Washington, D.C., getting ready for Pope Francis to come. And there's an explosion of Pope collectibles. Joining us now is Bill McAllister, president of Top Dog Direct. He's an expert, they say, on Pope collectibles. How big is this whole Pope thing, Bill?
Oh, it's huge. I live right outside of Philadelphia. To give you an idea, I've got a little over 9,000 square foot home, and I've been offered $75,000 for the weekend to rent it out. I mean, there's people coming from all over the world to Philadelphia, New York, and Washington. So it's huge, and we think we're going to see 2 to 3 million people just in Philadelphia.
Wow, really? That's and you know, again, me being from that area as well, from what everybody's telling me, they just want to get out of the city. They're so worried about the Ben Franklin Bridge being closed and all this other stuff. Do you think that's just Philly scare tactic, or do you think a ton of people go and see?
No, I think a ton of people are going. I know a ton of people are going based on the ticket sales. But do you remember when the Phillies won the World Series a few years ago?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you were around. But you couldn't move for the better part of 9 hours. And they said, this is going to be four times worse than that. So, yeah, it's going to be crazy. But it's exciting. This Pope is, he's a dynamic individual. He really is.
Yeah, and he crosses more lines beyond Catholicism. It's even people who aren't Catholic, I think, are interested to see what Pope Francis has to say. So you get this whole idea. I mean, you're a veteran guy of as seen on TV stuff, the whole industry. What kind of things are being sold that are related to the Pope?
Well, there's all kinds of things. T-shirts, hats, everything you can possibly think of. But there's four people that actually got real merchandise, and we're one of them. It was a really you have to go through the Vatican. You know, they have to approve you. You know, the Pope then blesses, you know, all the merchandise. But there's three things that are really big time collectibles. One's a plate, which is not mine. One is a collectible coin from a mint, I think the Danbury Mint in Connecticut. And, you know, we're the other real big one, where we took a, you know, olive wood and made a, you know, a cross. And we only made, you know, 22,000 units. That's it. So we've already pretty much almost sold out. So, it's just amazing. And, you know, you won't ever be able to get this again, and it won't be blessed by the Pope.
Wow.
So I'm real excited about it.
So you mean there's the plate and the coin, and you got the rights to the olive wood crosses, and you're already selling them?
Well, we have been selling it for almost a month, yeah.
Wow. And they're almost gone, and the Pope blessed the process as real, authentic Pope collectibles, right?
Yeah, yeah. And we included in the cross, you also get a picture of the Pope, which is done by a world-famous artist out of Boston. So, you know, you're getting a pretty big-time value, and that's also collectible. There's only 22,000 of those as well. So,
how'd you get that? How did that all come about?
You know, it came about by accident. I was thinking of the Pope. I'm Catholic like you are, and I'm pretty excited because actually my kids actually even are starting to think about, you know, the religion again, which is a tough thing to do. There's a lot of people out there that are Catholic that are kind of, you know, they're not really practicing Catholic.
Right, right.
And this guy comes on board. He starts changing everyone's minds and opinions, and he's made it exciting. And I knew a licensing guy that was tied to the Vatican, and I said, what can I do? I knew that the plate and the coin were already done. And he said, well, he would recommend, the Pope himself recommended that we do something like this with, you know, the olive wood. So we did. You know, and it just, I think it's interesting. There's nothing like it anywhere in the world. It's never going to be done again. And our products are one of a kind. And we're not making much money. We're not making much money. I want to give a great value to the consumer, you know, so they got something in their hands. And this product will literally last you several lifetimes. So
I like that, several lifetimes. So when you know you have that, I mean, how do you go to a designer, or is it already pre-made? How do you come up with the actual product?
Well, believe it or not, there's not a lot of companies that make crosses, especially out of Bethlehem. So we went to a company that actually is the largest manufacturer of wooden crosses, and they had designers, and we went through about 15 or 17 different designs, along with the people at the Vatican giving their input. And we came up with a design, and the unique part about it is there's, you know, there's sand from the Sea of Galilee, there's actual, you know, dirt, you know, from another part of the world, and, you know, they put it all together and make a unique, you know, one of a kind cross.
So when you go to, you go through this whole process, you get approved, the whole thing happens. Are you, I mean, because you're in this game and you get it, you're not surprised that people are interested in it, but how long did it take for it to happen from start to finish?
Well, it took a long time. I mean, from the approval process from the Vatican, you know, that alone was probably 60 days. And then from there, you know, just making, these are very painstakingly handcrafted pieces, you know, from olive wood. They start with olive wood. We had a fly in, you know, sand from the Sea of Galilee, and, you know, it's just, you know, we got soil from the grounds of the Church of the Holy Sculptor, and, you know, we had to put it all together and figure out a way to mix the sand and the dirt and put it in the cross. But we figured it out, and we got it done, and, you know, it was very interesting having the pieces fly from Jerusalem to here. And then we have rosaries as well that, if you want, we upsell rosary beads made out of the same wood. So it's just it's a fun process for someone who hasn't really been a practicing Catholic in 20 years. And I personally can't wait to see the Pope. To me, it's really exciting.
So when you say it's been an interesting process, the actual process of having that done, and you mentioned the time it took to make them and all that other sort of stuff, the whole approval thing, of all the things that you've been involved in products-wise, was this the most fascinating to you?
It was one of the most fascinating, from just the process of interacting with the Vatican. It's a trip. It really is a trip. It really is. I mean, because, you know, they call me Brother, okay, Brother Bill, you know, everything is, you know, I'm not dealing with people I normally negotiate with. And I feel bad if I'm trying to get a lower price from the church, you know?
Right.
I probably shouldn't, but I did, so. But, yeah, that part of it was pretty interesting.
So, as you said, and you know, 22,000 units, that's a lot, but it's not a lot. I bet you could have sold more than that. Did they cap you off at a certain point?
No, I just, you know, I wanted to do, listen, this to me, honestly, we're not making any money off of this. We're doing this because I thought it was an interesting project. I mean, if we don't sell 3 or 4 million of a product, I'm disappointed. So, you know, and we've sold over $2 billion worth of products since I started my company.
Wow.
So we're into volume, but to me this was kind of a special project, being Catholic, going to Catholic school for 12 years. I thought it would be kind of interesting, and interacting with the Vatican was kind of cool. And on top of it, because I did some business with the Vatican, I get very good tickets to go see the Pope. So all in all, I think I got a good deal. But I will tell people that are out there, there aren't a lot left. I mean, if people really want this, and I can't think of a better gift to give somebody. Like, you know, my dad, I'm going to give my dad and my mom, who are big-time practicing Catholics, one of these for Christmas. So, I mean, there isn't a lot of time, and there aren't a lot of pieces left.
So if somebody wants to go and get one, where do they do that?
Go to thevisitationcross.com.
Visitationcross.com. Hey, out of curiosity, as you say, and we're talking with Bill McAllister, and he understands about products, obviously, and you talked about products that you've sold a lot of units of. What's been the most popular thing you've ever sold?
Well, there's quite a few of them. We sold, if you remember Billy Mays, the gentleman with a beard?
Yeah.
He was not only my best friend, but he was my spokesperson, so if you can think of anything he sold that wasn't OxiClean and Orange Glow, that was my product. So
wow.
We sold Mighty Putty with him, the auger, Mighty Mended. I've sold the Smart Mop, which is that mop with the orange head, the twist. The Sobakawa pillow, which is the Buckley Hill pillow. Just recently, Tag Away, a product that removes skin tags. And Be Active, which is a product that you put below your knee to give you benefits of back relief. So we've sold quite a few different products in the past 20 years that we've been in business. But I can tell you, this is one of the most exciting ones we've ever sold.
Boy, no kidding. So go to visitationcross.com to check it out for sure. Bill, thanks for coming on. Enjoy the visit with the Pope.
Thank you very much.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Once again, it's always overwhelming to me the amount of mail we get. So without gushing over all of you, without further ado, let's jump into the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Jack, who says, wow, Kate, I don't know if you know this or not, but I think you do. How about the fact that Bernie Sanders went to speak to Liberty U? Doesn't that show you that times are definitely changing? That is unbelievable to me. So he is trying to do what he can, I think, to get people to pay attention to him. Like Trump, he knows that he is the candidate who is not from the mainstream, although he is a political person. I love what he had to say. He said, it's easy to go out and talk to people who agree with you, don't you think? Oh, I give him credit. He's right. I mean, going to Christian conservatives, a guy grew up Jewish, and I think talks about, I don't know if he's practicing Jewish, but he talked about the fact that, you know, this is about the government, this is about where we're going, blah, blah, blah. And absolutely, I think it's probably a smart play on his part, and I guess the reception was actually pretty warm. So how about that? Then we got another one from Rachel who says, Kate Carson, wow, I would have never expected him to emerge from the pack. I don't think you expected him to either. No, I did not expect that. I don't know. It's interesting. You know, we looked back. If I look back and I went back through the past tapes of what I've talked about on the air. When Rand Paul jumped in, there was a lot of excitement about him. Ted Cruz there was, Marco Rubio. And I guess I thought Marco Rubio would catch fire because Hispanic vote, the way he talked to conservatives, Florida, big state, and seemed to have a lot of support. But really, the three newbies are not spiking at all. So Rubio, Cruz, none of them are. And Cruz lately, though, has been chummy with Trump. Maybe that changes something as he moves along. I don't know. I think this is very strange. This is not at all, if you know, it's best laid plans. From this point of view of watching politics and seeing it for so long and being involved in it from the talking point of view, from the sidelines and, you know, from the soapbox, I never, no, these are worse than my football predictions. I never would have predicted what we're seeing yet, but I do know that there's always the wild curve that happens, and we're very early, in a sense, in this process. Because once you hit December, I say this all the time, it's go time. You swing into January, and we've got Iowa and New Hampshire. Let's see what happens out of Iowa and New Hampshire. That's the real telltale sign, because we know things can really swing in different directions. But absolutely not. And not from the Republican pack. This is not what I would have predicted. I would have counted one of those senators in getting much more attention. It does show you there's no question, no matter what the polls say, and the polls are predicting this, there is the thirst, I think, for the outside person. If Ben Carson all of a sudden's popped up, Trump, of course, we know, if you're looking at that, and then on the Democratic side, it's so restless to get, I think, to really bounce Hillary Clinton, to look for a Bernie Sanders, who is a political person, but he's an outside-of-the-box guy, let's face it. In a different way. Yeah, it's wild. Let's move on to another one. This one comes to us from Jake, who emails us frequently in Austin, Texas. Hello, Miss Kate. Politics as usual. Donald Trump and Ben Carson pulling away from the rest of the Republican field. How long do you think before Jeb Bush dumps out? Well, I said this before, if I'm him, I am mortified, right? He's from this big political family. I feel like, and I could be wrong, that people were pushing him to run. Like, hey, Jeb, it's your turn. We need you, man. You're fabulous. Everyone loves you. And who knows what they say to pump up your mind, to blow hot air at you. But Bush is from, obviously, a legacy political family, and there has to be some shock about this, in a sense. Like, who is this, you know, who is Trump? And this isn't his game, and you can see it. And plus that he's attacking Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush, yeah, if you like a low-energy guy. How many times does he say low-energy guy? So to have Jeb Bush in this latest poll at 8%, although he is in front of Cruz and Marco Rubio, and certainly Rand Paul, I would think this is very, very depressing for the Bush folks. They're not going to jump out of the race until we hit one of the major plateaus, the Iowa, the New Hampshire's. I just don't think so. But, boy, they're tanking, and you would think they got to figure out how do we paddle? How do we get more traction here? How do I create distance or something more interesting or appetizing to people who are not interested in what Donald Trump is saying? And that's they're stuck, you know. They're definitely stuck, I think, in the sense that they keep playing the game, but they're not moving in any direction. All right, let's go to another one. This one is from Bill, who says, Kate, you know, this whole thing was so upsetting. I was listening to you talk about it the other day on the air, this Delta State shooting, and then ultimately the coward's way out, the suspect killed himself. So nobody pays for the crime. Families are decimated because you got to figure that there's people that were close to them and their families, and a popular professor is gone. What is the scoop on this Lamb character? Well, they were trying to get him. In fact, we were saying, hey, he's in custody, but he was not in custody. He I guess he spoke with the cops, told them he wasn't going to go to jail. When they finally caught up with him late on Monday night, he made good on what he said he was going to do. He pulled out a gun. He killed himself. He was suspected in killing Ethan Schmidt, who was shot in the head in his office, in his campus office at Delta State University in Cleveland, Mississippi. And Amy Prentice, who was shot at the home she, I think, shared with him. And boy, oh boy, they're thinking triangle here, and that's what that's about. But doesn't bring anyone back. And you just say, wow, what takes you that you go beyond? It's like surreal. That's what I would say. I mean, it's surreal certainly for the students who love this one professor. The school was locked down throughout the whole day. The buildings were cleared. Only 200 some students of the over 1,100 were on campus, and they were holed up in their dorms because you don't know what's going on here. So it had to be scary. And the students were saying that afterwards. It's one of the scariest things that they've ever gone through. Of course it is. The students are shocked. They don't know, as this is all unfolding, especially in the beginning, you don't know what's really happening here. You just know that somebody's been shot, and now we're on lockdown. And these two professors were friends. So this is really, this is really a wild, sad tale. And it's the one Professor Schmidt is who people are talking about. He worked at Texas Tech. He was popular there. He was so popular, I mentioned this on the show, he got the President's Award for Excellence in Teaching. And boy, oh boy, this is, again, this is just an awful thing, is the best I can say about that. All right, we move on to Claire. Hi, Kate, new listener to the show. I've heard you talk about California. I used to live in California, in fact, just a year ago, and it's awful to see these wildfires burning, especially in that Napa Valley, but anywhere. A lot of homes are going up, and they're evacuating people. It doesn't seem as though there's an end in sight, which is why, and you mentioned this, the governor declared a state of emergency because trying to get a handle on this has been very, very difficult. Yeah, the hundreds of homes, I think you nailed it. Thanks, Claire, for listening to the show. I think you nailed it. It's tough to get a handle on these homes that are because they jump from one to another, and then poof, there it is. It's like a flash, flash fire. It's gone in an instant, and it's the process of getting out, though. The most important thing always is human life. But I saw some sad video of it, and it would be as if somebody had thrown a firebomb in your neighborhood. And I watched another video of a woman who was coming back to a burned house and said, wow, this is much worse than I thought. I mean, I don't know what they thought they were going to come back to, but this fire in Northern California has spread so quickly, it just has really devastated lots and lots of people. So it's not, 600 homes, boom, gone, 600. And they say another 9,000 are threatened. Wow, that's crazy. And one person died, sadly, a 72-year-old woman who had MS, couldn't get out of her house. So she died in the fire. And you got 1,800 firefighters that are trying to put this thing out. All right, on that note, thanks so much for all of your emails. Remember, you can email us, too. Very easy to do it. That's why I'm very proud of this audience, because I think a lot of you actually download the from GCNlive.com. It's a good reminder you can do that. Download the shows as your schedules are ever evolving and listen, and then come back and actually email me. So again, bravo to all of you for doing that. It's great to see, to hear from all of you and lots of different people who we don't get a chance to talk to on the phone. So thank you so much for doing that. Again, you want to email us, americatonight.net.
Moon is up on the mountain. The lunatics have taken over the asylum. Waiting on a rapture.
No! That's the the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Remember these phone numbers. Remember these numbers that comprise our phone number. 855-266-5283. Again, 855-266-KATE. Because coming up, we're going to do the nail the score thing. So easy. It's like circling lottery numbers. You don't have to be a genius. You just have to tell us who you think is going to win and what you think the final score will be. Hey, and a big shout out to my pals at Netflix. Man, I remember a couple of years ago I was bashing them for their increases, but they have some great programming. I'm not a big TV head, but there's a show I watch, and this guy reminds me of like a cooler, sexier Matt Dillon. Remember back in the day, remember my grandfather watching that Old West show that many of you probably watched. There's one called Longmire. Oh, I love this show. And he is awesome. I mean, it's just an awesome show. So if you're looking for something great to watch, kind of a mystery, a McCloud, but a better McCloud, a modern-day McCloud, maybe is a better way to put it, check out Longmire. I'm not plugging them for any other reason other than to say I really like it. That and Narcos, which is about Pablo Escobar, so they're at the complete opposite end of the spectrum. On that note, it's time to nail the score.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
All right, I'm excited for this. I love this whole Nail the Score thing. Get psyched, everybody, because you could win. Seriously, you don't even have to like football. 855-266-5283. I don't even know why I throw that in as a qualifier, but just for people who say, oh, why are you talking about football? Let's get back to Trump and Trumpisms. No, Trump likes football. All right, so on that note, let's let the computer rip. Maybe the computer broke.
I'm sorry.
What computer? What is she talking about? All right. So I did have a backup plan just in case, because Nathan is normally here and Patrick does an awesome job, but he's never run Nail the Score before. So I've got a bunch of slips of paper with all of the games of the week on it. I'm just going to mix it up here in my... I have like a little pencil holder thing. I'm going to do that. And I'm going to pull out... might get that applause ready for that golf crowd that follows me around. I'm going to pull out the game of the week according to the slips of paper instead of that expensive computer we have. And let's see. Here we go. Oh, right. You got to be kidding me. I'm sort of not shocked, but the game of the week is the Cowboys and the Eagles. Oh, Cowboys and the Eagles. It kicks at 4:25 in the East. 4:25 in the afternoon. So it's the second, you know, it's the second tier of games, the afternoon games. So Cowboys back-to-back weeks. That's crazy, but I got to go with what I picked. I was thinking maybe Jets and the Colts or Seahawks and Packers. That's going to be a good game. But I don't choose it. Nail the Score. 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or flip me an email, americatonight.net. I'll tell you what I think the final score is going to be. I think the Philadelphia Eagles win this one, and I think it's going to be, especially after losing that tight last game, coming back into it against Atlanta, I think the final score is going to be 27-24. 27-24. Eagles over the Cowboys. You may disagree. Is Tony Romo going to have a bigger day? Last week, he always puts up a lot of yards. 356 yards, 3 touchdowns. Or will it be Sam Bradford at home in front of the home crowd? Especially after what happened and the way they lost that Monday night game. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go out to Pete in Texas. Pete, you're up first. What do you think?
Oh, Princess, what's up? This is your season. Oh, I'm thinking 35-20 Dallas.
Ooh, 35-20 Dallas. You know, it could go that way. It really could. This is one of those games. A couple of turnovers here or there. Of course, we could say that about any of the games, but I think there's going to be some mistakes that might get made in this game.
Oh, the Cowboys want to get on to DeMarcus Ware's back.
I know. They want to crack him. You are totally right about that. It's going to be fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for your
awesome.
Time.
Awesome. Thanks for your call. So Pete has weighed in. How about the rest of you? Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan, what do you think?
Kate Delaney, I am suspicious that the game is the Eagles against the Noboys. I trust thee not, woman. This is your favorite team. You're not pulling no wool off of these guys'
eyes. Oh, come on. Come on.
I'm on my foot. Okay.
Yes.
I figure 31-28, Eagles win it all the way.
All right, but that's a close game. That's another tight game. Both of those teams had close games.
This is going to be a fight to the finish right here. They're going to be trying to kill Murray to get even with him for jumping to the Eagles, but they lost their $65 million man, Dez Bryant, so they're going to have to substitute with that other clown you were talking about earlier. I mean, other player, pardon my
mind. Yeah.
And I mean no disrespect to the player. And so that's the way I see it.
Yeah, it's going to make a big difference, I think. Absolutely, Dan.
But I'm a fish, babe. I'm a fish.
Yeah, do you think I would ever rig this? Are you kidding? I am not a rigger, Dan. Are you accusing me of stuffing the ballot box, so to speak? Yep, so the game is the Eagles and the Cowboys. You can also weigh in. I know we have some people that like to send us emails last week, frantically trying to get them to me at the last second or get in touch with me because we had the internet was going down. But 855-266-5283. What happened to our buddy Phil in Missouri? Where's Izzy? Even Izzy weighed in one time. And AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. Grim, hello.
Hey, you know, I was kind of worried that you were going to do a Denver KC on me here.
That'd be a tough one. I don't know. Boy, after I watched the start of that Denver game and then I watched what Alex Smith did for Kansas City, boo, I might go with Kansas City in that one.
I was kind of hoping that you'd do a Philadelphia.
There you go. We got it.
I was, you know, I kind of got my wish, but, you know, I'm getting suspicious like Dan.
Yeah, right.
But I'm.
What do you think this is, a Hillary Clinton regime I'm running over here?
Well, between that Tandy 2000 and pieces of paper, I'm wondering.
Tandy 2000, that's good. Halt and catch fire.
I'm getting suspicious, just like, you know, I'm going just like Dan. You
yeah,
know?
Sure.
And I'm going to say that Dallas is going to lose 23 to Philadelphia 31.
Ooh, 31-23 Philadelphia. Oh, so we got a bunch of Philly in here. How about that? Three Phillies, one Dallas, and I still haven't even hit the mailbag yet to check the emails, and we'll do that. Grim, thanks. Appreciate it. So Grim has weighed in. By the way, if you sent in a guest, don't worry. If it gets in before the top of the hour, it'll be here. Babs said, Cowboys all the way. Kate, you are colored by where you grew up. 35-18. What? You've eaten too many cheesesteaks. This other one quickly from Robert. He says, it's the Eagles all the way. Kate, no question about it. 35-24. All right. And there's a few others, too. We'll make sure that we get them in. Thanks for playing Nail the Score. Good luck, everybody.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.